Is it okay for the government and its agencies to use taxpayer dollars to subscribe to a news service? President Donald Trump pointed to government subscriptions to news outlets as a cause of concern in a Thursday post to his site Truth Social, singling out a claim that political news outlet Politico received $8 million from the government. Trump did not add details to back up his claims, but accused Politico of participating in a widespread conspiracy, tying subscription payments to the tone of its news coverage. The president said it, quote, could be the biggest scandal of them all, perhaps the biggest in history. Government spending records show that agencies paid a total of over $8 million in subscriptions to Politico Pro in 2024, a paid service the outlet markets to business and government agencies that offers information on policy and tracks some of the more minute details of law and policy proposals. Politico has denied any wrongdoing on its part and any allegations that its subscribers shape its coverage. In a statement, Politico's editor-in-chief and CEO explained the difference between the journalism outlet Politico and the subscription service Politico Pro. Politico is a privately owned company. We have never received any government funding, no subsidies, no grants, no handouts, not one dime ever in 18 years, they said. They later added that with Politico Pro, government agencies that subscribe do so through standard public procurement processes, just like any other tool they buy to work smarter and be more efficient. This is not funding. It is a transaction, just as the government buys research equipment software and industry reports. And while President Trump called Politico a left-wing rag in his post, Politico offered a largely favorable assessment of the president in its largest newsletter, Playbook, on Thursday. In an entry published an hour before Trump's post, saying the outlet gave Democrats favorable coverage, Playbook author Jack Blanchard led his set of takeaways about Trump's new term by writing, "Has any incoming administration been better prepared for power? Never mind the first 100 days, Trump's team had a battle plan for the first 100 hours, and they executed it with stunning efficacy." The outlet ended the entry on Trump with a line saying that the president still makes dumb mistakes.